WSDQ Dunlap, WEPG South Pittsburgh, The Copperhead, WSDT Soddy Daisy, Chattanooga.
The viewpoints expressed on Liberty Works Radio Network are not necessarily those of the network, its affiliates, or sponsors. This is Liberty Works Radio Network. Now live from coast to coast and around the globe, more real talk, the kind you want, on Liberty Works Radio Network.
Welcome to the Truth Attack Hour. I'm Steve Heffling, Director of Free Enterprise Society. On this program, I like to expose the truth about subjects that affect American liberty, your liberty. For those who know me, I normally talk about income tax. That's one of my main issues. That is destroying Americans' desire to be successful or even work overtime. My goal is to eliminate the income tax for everyone. Imagine that. I mean, the average American could probably buy a new car in a year just with the savings on the income tax. Well, lately, the IRS has not been doing a whole lot. In fact, they've been kind of quiet. They've been sending money to people instead of, you know, harassing people for the most part. But that's probably going to change pretty soon. And we're going to talk today about the Constitution, some other things. We're going to certainly talk about the election and some of the election irregularities. I don't even like that word. I think it's more serious than sounding than it should be more. That doesn't even sound very serious. And we're having problems. But the Constitution is the formula that made this country the greatest country the world has ever seen. And I think what failings we're seeing today is because we're not adhering to it. And, you know, these progressives that are getting into office, you know, it sounds like a great word. They take a word that means progress, you know, forward thinking means something good, and they take it. And progressivism now just means, if you're progressive, it just is a new name for communism and Marxism or socialism. But anyway, if you want to talk about, see about income tax, you can go to our website at freeenterprisesociety.com. That's all one word, freeenterprisesociety.com. You can get the information on the income tax. There's also an Innocent Revealed there, a documentary of five attorneys and a former IRS special agent who claims that no one, the average person, is not required to file an income tax return. Now, if you haven't seen that video and you're still filing income tax returns, you need to look at this because it's free on the website at freeenterprisesociety.com. Anyway, we're going to talk about more than income tax today. We got a great guest. My guest today is Sheriff Richard Mack. He is the sheriff that out of Arizona went to the Supreme Court and won in favor of states' rights against unconstitutional Brady Bill, which was a five-day waiting period mandated by the federal government, and he got it tossed out. A little older Sheriff Mack, I mean, this is, to think about this, when I think I was thinking about it just today, I mean, it's like, it's one of those things you think about and say, well, that's just like a pipe dream. That just could never happen, but Richard is he's amazingly stubborn, and he's also amazingly correct in his views. And he won at the Supreme Court, cutting back the Brady Bill all across the country. A big success for states' rights. He's authored several books: The Role, Proper Role of Law Enforcement, From My Cold Dead Fingers, The Naked Spy, The County Sheriff, America's Last Hope, and also The Victory for State Sovereignty. That talks about the Supreme Court case, which is very, very good. And The Magic of Gun Control. And Are You David? He's also the founder and president of the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, which is doing wonderful work educating sheriffs all around the country to what, you know, what their job really is, because they're not, no one seems to teach them that. And anyway, Sheriff Mack, it's a pleasure to have you join me.
Well, thanks, Steve. It's always great to be with you, and we've known each other for a long time. And I guess we're entering a new phase of our efforts to be free.
Well, I was very disappointed, and I am still disappointed. And I believe there was major, not minor, major election fraud happening, and I think it would have changed the outcome of the presidency. Probably changed the outcome of several lower
races.
The elections, like in California with this Los Angeles district attorney, won't prosecute any crimes. And it seems like, I don't know what he's there for. Why he didn't want the job.
Yeah, you got to love a prosecutor who won't prosecute.
Yeah. Well, probably if you don't have a mask on, maybe he's going after those people, you know, something important.
Right,
but, anyway, we're going to talk some about that and get your views on it. You know, it's almost laughable to me to think that Joe Biden with his crowds of 15 to 50 people would outdo Obama in the election, even which he did by far, supposedly. And
yeah, what you're saying is he got about 13 more million than Obama did his last election 8 years ago.
Yes,
and it's inconceivable. With that, the other statistic with that is he got 13 million more votes. But he lost 218 counties less than Obama had. So how you pick up 13 million and lose 218 counties less than Obama got, that's a pretty strong case right there. Circumstantial, but that's circumstantial evidence that somebody should have been looking at. And I'm astonished that no governor in this country, and no court ever really paid any attention to the evidence and affidavits that Trump had gathered and submitted for somebody to review or to really take seriously and do a criminal investigation. And any of that nobody did that is still astonishing to me. The other side of that coin is everyone in this country, Democrat, Republican, Independent, Libertarian, and even if you don't vote and you're sick and tired of voting and you won't vote because you're sick and tired of corruption and politics and manipulation of votes, even those people would want to have computerized voting verified and audited. And what we've been pushing for 25 years is that every precinct in this country would simply hand count with your different parties there together 1%, just 1%, and verify that the percentages coincide pretty close with the computerized tallies. If they don't, you know you got a problem. If they do, you pretty much know you're okay. And they won't even do that. And both the Democrats and the Republicans have fought against that, ever verifying computerized voting. Why? But
right,
anybody knows that a computer can be hacked very easily. 11-year-old kid can hack those computers, and that both major parties don't want to verify the vote, I find completely astonishing and unforgivable.
Well, I think these are heavy and very serious crimes, and there's a lot of people that should be held accountable on this, and maybe one day will. But right now, everybody's ignoring it,
mm-hmm.
And the Supreme Court, I think, is partly also needs to be held accountable, particularly that case from the Texas.
Yes,
I mean, I think they have an obligation to hear, you know, several states coming forward with complaints. There's no other.
Yes, absolutely. They should be, and there's actually another side of that coin too. If Dominion Company wants to sue, what was her name? Powell, Sidney Powell.
Yeah.
They want to sue her for defamation for billion of dollars, and maybe Trump also, I don't know, but Sidney Powell was the one that they mentioned the most. I would love to see that lawsuit go forward, because then Sidney Powell will have permission and a reason to check and have audits on all of those computers. I don't know if they've already washed them and wiped them clean, but that would be one time that they could present, she could present all of the evidence that these machines were compromised, and that her original accusation that they were developed in Venezuela to make sure that the president there was reelected. Because I don't think Dominion's thinking straight there, because that now allows every evidence that Sidney Powell was talking about before, it allows it to be addressed in that court case. And
yeah,
I want it to happen.
I'm a computer engineer, worked at Texas Instruments and other places, and I can tell you that you can't trust computers.
No way. Even I know that, and I hate computers, and you know, I always use one, of course. But I hate technology, but I guarantee you that computers are not reliable, and that these crimes can happen in cyberspace, and that's what I'm afraid of too, that there won't be any of the evidence left. But Sidney Powell will have that door wide open, and I really question Dominion wanting to pursue that, because I don't trust them, I don't trust their computers, and I don't know why any American would ever trust a computerized vote.
Ridiculous. Let's go to Georgia just for a second. This Georgia governor and secretary of state on this runoff on January 5th did nothing different, including continuing to use those Dominion machines. Now, that is, it just blows my mind. These guys should be in chains.
Well, it would be really hard to put them in chains for the same thing that everybody across the country is doing. And that's what they're maintaining. This is what
what they're doing is still, I think, committing felonies, because they know there's something going on with those machines. They were showing it.
Right.
The Georgia legislature, I watched all those hearings on those states, and it was a little bit grueling because they were 8 to 10, 12 hours or so.
Right.
And the state legislatures in several of the states were convinced at the end of those hearings. And they're
yeah, but this is the other side of that coin too. I keep going on different coins here, don't I? but on that same token, if they're doing the same thing, then why didn't somebody come up with a different kind of plan? And why doesn't somebody do something about it now? And why isn't there anybody that came out and said, including the governor and the secretary of state there, especially the secretary of state, he was very defensive. This is the most honest voting we've ever had. Then why didn't you verify that for anybody? Any person,
because he knows he's going to jail.
This was a clean election and there was no vote fraud. What lie? That's where you have the lying. That's where, because nobody did an investigation and nobody audited and nobody verified the validity or the veracity of these machines. Nobody.
Major media is unfounded allegations from the very first second.
Now,
over 100 times a day, most people kind of believe it, but anybody that doesn't believe there's major election fraud in this on the president, just didn't look at the materials. Like, the sky turns red one day, and all the media says, "Oh, that's unfounded, ridiculous. That's not happening."
Well, I don't know if you saw this too, but the two executives that told them to go ahead and declare Arizona for Biden very early in the process, they got fired. Okay,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they got fired, and so if there was nothing wrong with it, why'd they get fired? And if it was just a simple projection, so what if they were wrong? What big deal was it? The vote was over in Arizona. And so I don't get any of this that's happening. I was talking to your producer before I got on. I don't trust any of this. And until you show me some sort of proof that these machines work, I got interviewed 4 days ago by a German newspaper in Frankfurt. And the German newspaper reporter, his first name was Justus, Justus. And if anybody wants to find that article, please do and translate it to English. I already had a friend translate it for me. It actually was a pretty decent article. But he said, do you know how Germany votes? Paper ballots. Paper ballots. And here we are in America, supposed to have the tightest justice system and the best freedom and the best checks and balances, and Germany's way ahead of us as far as not technology. We don't want to use the technology, because that's when you come in with the dishonest voting.
Well, that's anybody with a brain knows this.
Of course.
Well, there's the music. We got a break coming up. You stay right there. We got a lot more to talk about. You're listening to the Truth Attack Hour on Liberty Works Radio Network. We're talking with Sheriff Richard Mack. We're talking about the Constitution. We're talking about the election fraud and maybe what we can maybe do about election fraud. And so stay tuned for more after this break.
Is Liberty Works Radio Network enlightening you to the real problems we face in our constitutional republic? Has it helped you to better understand what has to be done to save America from becoming a third world nation? If so, do your part in spreading this voice of truth and enlightenment to your fellow Americans. Join the Liberty Works Radio Network Fellowship. Go to www.libertyworksradionetwork.com for details.
America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting.
This is Randall Yearout on jurisdiction.
When the U.S. territories applied for admission into the Union as states, the overarching principle that drove this decision was the desire to determine their own destinies and to be removed from what the U.S. Constitution calls the exclusive legislative jurisdiction of the Congress over the properties owned by the U.S. government. When what is now the state of Washington removed itself from this exclusive jurisdiction, it was required to write its own constitution, which would provide for a representative republican form of government for its citizens, such as the case for every state which joined our union. Today, our U.S. government officials and bureaucrats have lost sight of this fact, and now want to reassert exclusive legislative jurisdiction over the states and turn them into administrative subdivisions as though we were territories again. Sorry, U.S. government, but the Constitution says you don't have that authority. And Americans are beginning to realize that our founders intended for the individual states to either succeed or fail based on their own laws and policies. If the people don't like the way a particular state operates, they can move to another one where they do. The way our federal government operates today, the entire nation either succeeds or fails based on the policies of 535 legislators in Washington, D.C. And from what we can see from its history of failed social policies, I don't think these guys could pour sand out of a boot if the directions were written on the heel. We need to replace the socialist mindset in Washington, D.C. and our state governments with a restored American view of law and government.
This constitutional message has been brought to you by the members of the Constitution Party. Visit us at www.constitutionparty.com.
This is D.V. Kidd from newswithviews.com. My new book, Taking Politics Out of Solutions, is now available. Why is it nothing changes no matter who you vote for? My book covers the most critical issues eating this country alive, as well as the solutions that are already there that Congress and the agenda-driven media don't want you to know. From the disaster of our economy, why we will never have any economic freedom until the Fed is abolished, trade, the meltdown underway called Obamacare, the truth about Social Security and Medicare, and the fraudulent ratification of the 17th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, a very big issue that affects every American. The answers and solutions are in my book that all Americans need to read because the worst is coming at us like a freight train. To order, please call 1-800-955-0116.
America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting.
Persistence. Pass it on. Some people would call him a loser. He ran for state office. He was beaten. He started a business. He failed. He ran for Congress. He lost. He was nominated for Vice President Abraham Lincoln. He lost again. But he knew only those who never tried are the real losers. Persistence. Pass it on.
America. Born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting.
Now,
Now live from coast to coast and around the globe, more Real Talk, the kind you want, on Liberty Works Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Truth Attack Hour. I'm Steve Emplin, Director of Free Enterprise Society. Truth Attack Hour is aired every day from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Time on Liberty Works Radio Network. Now, if you want to write this number down, it's a call-in number. You can join us in our conversation here. It's 410-848-9191. That's 410-848-9191. You're welcome to call in with questions or comments for my guest. We're back with my guest, Sheriff Richard Mack, and we were talking about all the election fraud. But you know, I do want to comment. I mean, I don't think there's any Democrats really listening to this station, but you know, this is not really, even though I am a supporter of Trump, this isn't about Trump. I mean, this is bad. If they could be transparent and prove to me and you, I suppose, would be the same, that Biden actually won, that enough people actually voted for him, then I would accept that. I'd be very upset over it. I wouldn't like it at all. But right now, I don't trust, you know, it's obviously that he, you know, because I saw the evidence, and he did not get enough votes. I mean, he did not win the election and should not be president. That's the way I feel about it. Everybody should be concerned about election fraud. And you were kind of starting on that line before break.
Yeah, I think it goes back to what I was saying earlier. There's no way to prove that he did, and that should be verified. Absolutely, everybody should want just what you said. We should want to know the truth and make sure that the integrity and the tallies are being accurately portrayed, and that there is no hacking, and with any computer, that possibility always exists. So in order for us to agree to use a computer for tallying votes in such momentous importance, just verify the vote. And let's make sure that we're all very clear on this point. There is no governmental purpose for using a computer to vote with. There's none. It does not create freedom. It does not protect liberty. It doesn't protect natural law or natural rights. It does not protect or serve the people of this country one iota. And so the only reason that's there is to help the media get their stories out quicker. And the media can still do exit polling and make their calls accordingly. But the thing of it is, we don't owe them anything. They owe us. And what we deserve in this country, every citizen, both major parties and anybody in between, we should know and be able to trust the vote tallying in this country. And we don't. And that should have been the call, and you're absolutely correct. This was not and is not about Donald Trump. This is about truth in elections and honesty and integrity in elections. And if the government refuses to provide that transparency, then they have failed and failed miserably. And I will say, this is a fault and problem with both major parties.
And oh yeah, I do not give the Republicans a pass. You can see how many turned on Trump there at the end. Because they like,
well, you know, I'm talking about vote tallying. They've never done anything to verify computerized voting. In fact, they fought against it. So,
well, in the Republican states, you know, like Texas and stuff, they do. They seem to take better care of it than. But you know, you were talking about Germany. The Dominion is a Canadian company, and they don't use the machine. That should tell you something.
Yeah, that should tell you a lot right there. I didn't know it was made in Canada, but I know it's been used.
Well, the software is made somewhere else, but the machines were, Dominion is supposedly a Canadian company.
Okay. But
anyway, paper ballots. So let's throw in some things. You talked about, you know, what to do to solve this, but with the, you know, the national people and Hillary, or not Hillary, Pelosi is going to try to do national mail-in voting. They don't have the authority to go override the states there, but they're going to try to do that and make Dominion probably standard equipment. And that would be the same thing it did for Maduro down there, or whatever his name was in Venezuela. They'll keep anybody in power they want because it doesn't matter. So we have to really work on that. And it's the state. You kind of put your finger on it to me. it's more the state level that is the problem with this fraud than it is the federal.
Well, yeah, that's where we lobbied to change this. I was on a committee in Utah for that, and I was a committee here in Arizona. And the governor of Arizona, before she was governor, Jan Brewer, was Secretary of State, and she was in charge of the elections, and we went and talked to her about it. She wouldn't have anything to do with it. They want to maintain the power and control to, I guess, manipulate elections. I don't know why they do it. I don't know why they think they need computers to do it. But a lot of the rest of the civilized world that wants to be honest about their elections, and Nancy Pelosi's absolutely out of her head, too, when it comes to saying that, yeah, we can just mail it in. You don't know who's voting that. I mean, I could stop by my mom's house, and she's got her ballot right there. I could turn it in, and she would go, oh, I never got my ballot. You know, there's no way to verify who votes from a mail-in ballot. No way.
Let's go over some things and see what you think.
Okay.
Early voting, I think, is another opportunity for fraud. That should end. What do you think?
I'll tell you another reason that should end. It's not fair to the candidates. Now, I ran for Congress about 3 years ago, and early voting killed my chances because half of the people, more than half, go vote before Tuesday and three, you know, about 6 weeks before. So I'm out there trying to go door to door and campaign. And everybody's saying, oh, sorry, man, I would really like to vote for you. You're really good. But I already voted. Sorry. And it merely helps the incumbent or the people that have got name recognition and people who are dark horses who need the time to campaign. It's completely unfair, and it goes back to other things too, but it's not fair to the candidates, and this early voting thing is absolutely open for more fraud, and it is another manipulation to keep incumbents in office.
Yeah, mailing out actual ballots like they did here in California, I don't know what other states, to me is a crime in and of itself. Because
their
records are so inaccurate on who lives where to begin with.
Yeah, and every 2 years we hear about dead people voting. I'm tired of hearing that, and I'm tired of hearing the excuse. Well, it wasn't enough. If you didn't do an investigation, you don't know what it was.
That's one thing computers are good at is lining up different databases, such as the, you know, checking what it would do that automatically if it was just set up to do it. And I don't want the ballots being done by it. But the other one, no mail-in ballots. You know, the absentee, when you got a reason, you're sick or something, fine, or the military. There's not as much opportunity for fraud, but this mail-in voting is ridiculous. And that.
Well, I got to ask you another big question. I guess I get to interview you here for just a quick second. Sometimes I do that. Okay. So on the news, it is reported that Trump is thinking about forming a third party called the Patriot Party. What do you think about him doing that?
Well, I think he would have, probably somewhere around 70 to 80 members, million members right away. Republican
I would join it. I would join it. I would too. If he does that, I'll be the first one to join it. Another one, too, if Texas ever secedes, I'll be the first one to move there.
Well, what about California wants to secede? You don't want to come here, I don't take it. Yeah.
Well, I would love it if they formed at Jefferson State in Northern California. That would be a great idea. But
that is a great idea, but
they're not going to do it. It will never happen.
The legislature's got to approve that.
It has to be approved by the legislature.
Yeah, well, I also, and we're being cut off. I mean, the last 4 years, people had the opportunity to find out opposing points of view. Now it looks like they're not going to have that opportunity. And I'm not sure, you know, even this radio station, if it, you know, maybe one day nobody's going to hear us. And so who knows?
Yeah, I fear that too.
It seems to be in vogue to just, if we don't agree with you, so you can't speak. I mean,
Now, I've got to explain something else to you. I think I've told you this before, but I predicted that United States Congress would stay under Democrat control and that they would win the Senate. And basically they have, because it's 50-50 and Kamala Harris is the deciding vote now. So they have the Senate by a simple majority. They lost more houses in the they lost more races and members in the House of Representatives than I thought would happen. So the Republicans gained there, but obviously the Democrats still have about a 12-person majority there. And I said that they would take the White House, and I believe my other prediction is that they're going to stack the deck in the judicial branch, in the SCOTUS. And people got mad at me. They were acting like, well, you should have stayed loyal to Trump. Look, I voted for Trump, and this is the first time in my life I've ever donated to a presidential campaign, ever. I donated to several campaigns this year. Most of them were sheriff races and local races, and maybe I think I did one. Yeah, I did a lady running for office up in Idaho who is very staunch constitutionalist. So anybody professing the Constitution, and I knew them, I donated. So it wasn't like I was ever demeaning Trump. Although I do believe, as you talk, and I talked yesterday, I do believe Trump has made some really big mistakes. They've been few and far between. My other analysis of him, comparatively speaking, historically speaking, comparing him to other presidents, he's absolutely the best, if not one of the best, presidents we've ever had. You know, I'm not going to go, you know, on baseball games, if somebody hits a home run, all of a sudden they say, oh, that guy's the best player in Major League Baseball history. That's not me. I'm not trying to put on some show for the advertisers. I'm just trying to tell the truth. Comparatively,
hey, I totally agree. America first. He's not a strict constitutionalist, but he did a lot for this country, my people, my own children and family. They're making more money. They're paying less taxes.
And I'm mad at him for signing that 6,000 page stimulus bill. He should have never signed. And no. I mean, that's just more corruption. And signing off on that corruption was wrong. I wish he hadn't done it. He could have made a lot of big hay out of that. Refusing to go along with that horrible, horrible bill. 6,000-page bill that we're all now going to be held accountable for, that they never read. That has to be against the law. That's a fraud.
Back to the fraud, though. I mean, just because it looks like, you know, the election is over, that fraud exists, and there is no time limit on the fraud. I say it's still being worked on, and these people can still be put in jail, and it would seem to me if it is truly exposed in the courts at some point that the election, you know, outcome could change. I mean, it would have to.
Yeah, I believe it would have to.
Let them do this and then just cheat and put different numbers in a machine and say, well, it's too late to do anything about it. We'll try to do something next. They keep saying that, which is a lie.
Right.
You know that. So, you know, we have got to keep pressing for the truth. And working on the states, but it's going to be uphill battle. Okay, I got a number three here. Voter ID. Mandatory. For voting.
You mean when you go to vote and you have to give your identification?
Yes.
Of course.
Well,
that's ridiculous.
California doesn't do that. They don't do it. And, you know.
Well, in Arizona they do.
What's that?
In Arizona you do.
Yeah, they do. But they had, you know, they have computers making changes. And was it Michigan where they said, we're not even going to check signatures? They did do signatures and ID, but they're not even going to check them to their ID. So, and so, but the point is, no voter ID. There was, you know, allegations of many, you know, hundreds or maybe even thousands of ballots coming in with basically the same signature on it, but they don't look at it, don't care. Is that true? I don't know, because nobody, you know, no court would look at this stuff. So, anyway. Oh, there's the music. When we get back, we want to talk a little bit about what you're doing and make sure people can get a hold of you and help with your efforts here. But you're listening to the Truth Attack Hour on Liberty Works Radio Network. We're talking with Sheriff Richard Mack. We're talking about election fraud and some things we can do, maybe, if we can push for election integrity. Stay tuned for more after this break.
America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on. Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting.
It's not easy being a veteran.
Coming back from Iraq or Afghanistan. Not everyone understands that.
You don't feel the same.
Join us at communityofveterans.org
and connect to others who are going through the same thing.
Because no one knows what it's like to come back unless they were there.
Brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America.
I know what you're going through.
I've been there.
And now, for the Institute on the Constitution, here's Michael Anthony Perutka with The American View.
With all the finger-pointing between Democrats and Republicans over the shutdown of the national government, we've constantly heard that our government is broken, and of course each party blames the other for causing the damage. Well, this got me to wondering, is the system really broken as we are being told? Or is our present godless system of government simply working the way a godless system works? This leads back to the question that won't go away. What is the function of civil government? And the answer is more simple than you think. Since civil government is ordained by God in order to protect God-given rights, then the function of civil government is to obey God and enforce God's law, period. It is not the role of civil government to house, feed, clothe, educate, or give health care to anybody. Or, by the way, to operate a panda cam at the National Zoo. So aren't we just reaping the whirlwind we deserve when we ignore the limits that God has placed on civil government? You see, when God's law is ignored, chaos ensues. And if you understand the American view of law and government, doesn't this whole mess demonstrate with a vengeance the political and spiritual bankruptcy of the Republican Party? During the entire debate over Obamacare, have you heard any Republican make the legal argument that to tax anyone for the health care of another exceeds not only the God-ordained jurisdiction of civil government, but the clear language of Article 1 and Section 8 of the Constitution? I haven't. This is Michael Anthony Perutka for Institute on the Constitution, bringing you The American View.
This is Rob McQuay for the Institute on the Constitution, and you've just finished hearing Michael Anthony Perutka's commentary on The American View. The views and opinions expressed are not necessarily those of this radio station, and we welcome any comments and suggestions you may care to offer by emailing us at michael@theamericanview.com. If you'd like to learn more about the Institute on the Constitution's work, you can find out more about who we are and what we do at theamericanview.com.
America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on. Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting.
Norman Rockwell didn't create the best in us. He just inspired the best. You've seen the paintings. The Thanksgiving turkey being served at Grandma's. The weathered farmer sending his baby-faced son off to college.
Now be sure and write.
The wise police officer sitting at the soda bar, talking a young boy out of running away from home.
Where are you going, son?
Norman Rockwell didn't create the best in us. He just inspired the best. Inspiration. Pass it on.
America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on. Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting.
People are surprised to learn that natural family planning couples have a lower divorce rate than couples who use other methods of family planning. NFP couples report better communication that improves marital intimacy and respect. For information on how you and your spouse can learn natural family planning in English or Spanish, see the Couple to Couple League's website at ccli.org or call 800-745-8252.
America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on. Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting.
Dad, where did the clouds come from?
Well, buddy, that's a good question.
Is this worm a boy or a girl?
Why are carrots orange?
Actually,
Dad, why don't you have any hair on your head?
How do birds fly?
Why is dirt brown?
Why can't I fly?
Are we there yet?
You may not have all the answers, but if they're comfortable coming to you now when the questions are small, they'll come to you with the bigger questions later.
Dad, can I ask you something?
Give your family everything. Give them your time.
America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on. Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting. Now live from coast to coast and around the globe, more real talk, the kind you want, on Liberty Works Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Truth Attack Hour. I am Steve Hempling, Director of Free Enterprise Society. Truth Attack Hour is aired every day at 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Time on Liberty Works Radio Network. I do want to mention how important this network is. I think this network and networks like it are going to be the new mainstream media, because the so-called mainstream media is not reporting the news. They're reporting one side. They're helping stifle free speech and not telling both sides of the story. I understand up to half the Democrats never even knew there was a Hunter Biden thing going on before the election because of the channels they listened to. This is not good. So you're listening to a good channel. If you enjoy this program or others, I hope you can help support it. It is a listener-supported network at LWRN.net. You can leave some money there, a one-time donation, or you can try setting up a monthly donation, and that would be keep these guys going and make them they're going to be the biggest network around here maybe one day. Anyway, if you want to write this number down, it is a call-in number, 410-848-9191. That's 410-848-9191. You're welcome calling with questions or comments for my guest. We're back with my guest, Sheriff Richard Mack. We're talking about the election fraud and maybe some remedies to election fraud. And we do have a caller on the line, so I want to bring him on. Jay, are you there?
I am. Thank you for asking. Yeah, I'm here. First of all, I want to tell Richard. I had a chance to talk with his friend Dave Hardy. Great guy. We got some things we're working on, and I appreciated him referring me over to work with David. This whole series of events to me is very sad, and you and I have talked about what I believed the governors should have done a couple of months ago. And when I listen to these kind of conversations, I think in terms of the Declaration of Independence, where these people went through this arduous process over and over and over of seeking redress and trying to get the Parliament and the Crown to listen to them. They got nowhere. Years after years, decades, actually, they went through. And they memorialized that in the Declaration of Independence. And so I sit back from this and I listen to these talk shows, and it could be you or somebody like Michael Savage or others, and I am sad because at this juncture, to me, it's hyperbole. You know, we're all saying the same thing, but we're at the point, as I look at it, that they were when the Declaration of Independence was drafted. It's not what people say anymore, it's what we do. And I think that these radio talk shows right now, they're somewhat censored. You can't say what really needs to happen. I can't say it on the air here. We have people who were peacefully mulling around in Washington, D.C., and were not part of the people who went into the Capitol building there, and yet they're being accused. They're being branded.
Yeah.
This is beyond criminal. This is to the point where things were at. And especially when you consider the sadness that has occurred over the last several months because people can't feed their families and working. We're getting to the point where things were at with the French Revolution and the Reign of Terror. And I'm sad. I'm sad because there are civilized ways that this could have been avoided. But it is coming to that point. And what you have is these people in on the other side who are just absolutely arrogantly, narcissistically denying all of it and wanting to point fingers and gin up some sort of name calling. That's not even mature. That is childish. And so it's sad. It is really sad because we are faced again with the same kind of things that we saw when the Declaration of Independence was written. And I appreciate you letting me vent here. It's always great to hear you guys.
Well,
I don't know if you have any questions.
Thank you for your comments, Jay.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Got any comments there, Richard?
Yes. I didn't hear him really well, but I do know he thanked me for referring to a constitutional lawyer, the one that took me to the Supreme Court. But and then he was talking about you can't say everything you want to on the air, which I believe that we should be careful what we say on the air. We should be measured. And I will say this right now. I just put out the CSPOA, Constitutional Sheriffs Peace Officers Association, just put out a press release, and we sent it all over, and anybody can go to our website and still read it. I would love you to. Everyone should read it, because we're calling for calm. We did the opposite of what the FBI guy, I don't know if it was the director, I think it was, said that they had intel that all 50 states were going to have armed protests at every capital in the entire country. And I, as soon as he said that, I said, that's a lie. There is no way a lot of these states are going to have that. Honolulu doesn't care, and people there just want to enjoy the sunset, and the people of Hawaii really don't care either, because they're very liberal, and they won, and they wanted Biden in, and he got in. So what are you going to go protest? You know, it doesn't make sense. And that you're armed in Honolulu? Yeah, right. They have very strict gun control there. And I knew it wasn't going to happen. And I really felt like the FBI was trying to set us up. And they were trying to make us take more bait. And I believe Trump, when he analyzed what happened at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, that he said, we should not be playing into their hands. And we've got to remember that. And there are absolutely a couple, and maybe just one, peaceful remedy left in America. And we must exhaust it. And we must try to find others and exhaust those. And we owe it to each other to try to keep this restoration of liberty in our Constitution peaceful. And we still can. And those who are calling for violence, I'm totally against that. I've never been for violence. The CSPOA is not for violence. Because let me ask each one of your listeners right now, do you want a constitutional sheriff in your county that will stand up against anybody trying to oppress you, anybody violating your rights? And how about this, the easy one? Do you want a sheriff that's going to prevent the government from coming into your home and taking your weapons of self-defense? Biden has promised they're going to do that, especially to AR-15s and AK-47s and the like. Those rifles, and I have a couple of those, and I'm not giving them up. But somebody who promised me, who works for me, called the sheriff, said that he would uphold and defend and protect and preserve the U.S. Constitution. There's where we need to start holding them accountable, and that's where the people of this country, every citizen, should be getting involved in this, having a relationship with your sheriff, and make sure that he's following and obeying the Constitution of the state and the federal Constitution. We must work with him because he reports to us, and we are his supervisor, and the only one he has. Let's take America back, county by county, one sheriff at a time.
What's what is your website?
C S P O A, CSPOA, stands for Constitutional Sheriffs Peace Officers Association. CSPOA.org. Everyone should read that press release. It's right on the front page as soon as you get on there. And if you want to help create a peaceful restoration of our Constitution and individual liberty, we need you. You need to be a part of this. If we're not going to get on board with the peaceful solutions, then shame on us.
Well, I want to point out, you were in law enforcement for quite a while and a sheriff. You're not currently, but you're educating sheriffs all around the country, including many here in California that are not enforcing these governor dictates.
Right.
At this point, although the police and county guys are out doing some things, I suppose, but sheriff isn't doing it. In a lot of counties out here, and so it's helpful. I think they probably preserved, people's rights to a great extent, and they're And they're really probably scratching their head over this election and stuff that's happening because, you know, this is, you know, the lawlessness is getting to the point. You can't, you know, Justice Department isn't going to do anything under O'Biden or under Biden or Harris. And the FBI, I mean, what I would like to see, and this is, of course, one of those pipe dreams, is, you know, you want to walk. There's got to be a come a time in the Constitution that should have said after so many years, here's what happens. You take everybody in the White House and walk them out, and they send them home. Everybody in the FBI, take ready, if there is any law enforcement, send them all home. The entire Justice Department, every attorney, fired. And let's start over.
So, boy, wouldn't that be wonderful?
Peacefully. Yeah, well, that would be good, but... the only way that happens anymore is with a revolution, and that's, you know, we kind of had a peaceful revolution starting with Trump, you know, because he was America first. What is so wrong with that? Why do so many people love him? He's like one of the sheriffs that connects with people and connects with me in a way that I don't remember happening before. He's, you know, he doesn't seem, you know, he doesn't seem that different than, you know, every average folk out here, but, you know, a lot of those politicians... Maybe that's what we should do, is never elect another politician. We elected Reagan. He was not a politician, pretty good president.
And Trump. Yeah, and Trump never ran once for public office except president and won the first time. And I agree. We need to get away from career politicians. We need to get rid of the... I would love to see it where we completely started over with everybody new in office. And I don't really know what it means in the Declaration of Independence that we can throw, when government becomes destructive of liberty and principles, that it's our duty as a people to throw off such government and establish new guards. I would like to know what that looks like without violence and how we could achieve such without violence. And I believe that we can, but I know we can make Washington, D.C. politicians irrelevant and governors irrelevant by having sheriffs stand against them and nullify what they're trying to do. And we can make these self-appointed dictators, like Newsom, irrelevant. And there's two things that you have to do in California. One, if you want to get away from tyranny, move to Nevada or Idaho or Utah or Arizona. Or get a sheriff in your county that will protect you from these types of dictators. And no one can refute that these are self-appointed dictators. They're just saying, well, it's okay because we got a pandemic. It's not okay.
Well, we are,
and we can't do it.
Yeah, that was well said. I do want to comment on California, even though I don't know how many California listeners I have out here, but the governor is about, you know, he's pretty close to being recalled. So we're going to change the governor out of here. I'm pretty confident of that.
I would donate to that, too. Yeah, we've got a lot of work to do, and we really have got to get united in this country for the defense of our Constitution. And that's my message.
Trump has been the best uniter I've seen, and Biden's form of unity is punish everybody that doesn't agree with him. That's not really unity.
So. Yeah, I want to see what he means by that, and the CSPOA actually has a plan to put that to the test, and we want to tell him, We want to be part of your unifying of America. We're ready to help you. This is what we want to do, and we want to give him our agenda, and we want to compromise with him and the Democrats and say, okay, let's work out a plan to unify America. We're ready to help. And we're actually going to do that.
Okay, well, should be interesting.
Yeah, it will be.
Well, we got a minute or two left here. You should give your website out again, because... Now, you do a lot of good work, and it's a struggle. It costs a lot. You get no government financing, and most government agencies don't even probably like what you do because you're an honest, truth and justice kind of guy, which we used to have in government. Doesn't seem like that's happening all that much these days. But so go ahead with the website.
Okay, well, again, if you really want to have a peaceful solution in your county with a constitutional sheriff who will keep his oath of office, then join us at Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, CSPOA, CSPOA, CSPOA.org, and become a member. Make a donation. Give us a call.
Yep. Well worth it. Well, there's the music. Sheriff, we got to Got to cut you off there with a great program. Thanks for joining us on Truth Attack Hour. Thanks all you for listening. I'll be hosting this program every Wednesday. Also, check out truth-attack.com and freeenterprisesociety.com.
Join the Cavalcade to Freedom. The Cavalcade backed to constitutional government. Climb on board and do your part to proclaiming liberty throughout the land. Join and support Liberty Works Radio Network Fellowship. To view the strategic plan, to spread the word, and to get information on joining, go to www.libertyworksradionetwork.com or call the fellowship office at 410-857-5444. That's 410-857-5444. To join the Cavalcade to Freedom. America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on. Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting.
This is Randall Yearout on Leaders. Our government leaders swear an oath to support and defend the Constitution of the United States before they're allowed to exercise the powers of their offices. This oath automatically requires those office holders to act as a check on usurped or abused power among those within any branch of the government. Why is it, then, that when the Congress assumes for itself powers reserved by the Constitution to the states or the people, the President doesn't object with a defense of the Constitution and refuse to execute unlawful legislation? Or when the President creates Soviet-style czars to violate the public rights, why doesn't the Congress speak up? Or when the court begins striking down the laws of the Union states in violation of the public rights and in favor of international norms, why don't the other two branches bring misdemeanor charges against those offending judges? It appears that our leaders in government think that a non-intervention policy on another branch's behavior is more virtuous than executing the oath they took to support and defend the Constitution. James Madison said in Federalist Paper 51 that if men were angels, no government would be necessary, and that if angels were our governors, no constitution would be necessary. Our Constitution is necessary, however, and our public officials are proving to us the very reason this is so. The Constitution outlines the restricted powers we, the people, gave to our governors. For our leaders to disobey them is to break the supreme law of the land, which is to be dealt with by impeachment and removal from office. I think the only way to effectively ensure the reinstatement of our American form of law and government is to replace nearly every last congressman with one who will honor his oath.
This constitutional message has been brought to you by the members of the Constitution Party. Visit us at www.constitutionparty.com.
With the national debt climbing to an estimated $11 trillion, the White House announced an emergency economic plan today, trading the national gold reserves for cash through precious metal buyers, cashforgold.com.
I got $583 from cashforgold.com.
As you know, we have these very large debts, and the fact is the gold reserves are just sitting there. This woman turned in her wedding ring from her first marriage and got money the next day. If it worked for her, it can work for the United States.
How much does the federal government expect to receive in exchange for all the gold? That the Treasury Department should have looked into competing cash companies like dollarsforgold.com.
The reality is we have over $1 trillion in economic stimulus packages
well,
to
we
pay
do.
For it. We just need that cash now. The President agrees that this seems like a pretty good deal.
But is there a contingency plan if that proves not to be the case?
Well, yes, of course.
The cash received from the cashforgold.com plan is going to be supplemented by funding from the selling of White House furniture on Craigslist.org.
Well, that is correct. We've already sold a giant military map that we don't use very often.
Peeling back the layers every day with
Copperhead 1240, 1190, and 910 AM. Southern Rock, Kickin' Country, and Tennessee Talk.
America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on. Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
The entire world watched. They watched each step down the rungs of that small ladder, one after another, and waited with great anticipation for that last step.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
At that moment, humanity saw the impossible become the possible. And today, the sky is not the limit. Achievement. Pass it on.
America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on. Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in Broadcasting.